him from the St. Louis defense?
St. Louis D. Well, front is all them fast off the ball. Just kind of resembles the Seahawks from past time we played them. And, you know, they back in, they throw a lot of different things at you. So, you know, we got to go out there and try to pick up all the stuff they throw at the offensive line and, you know, try to get open for Payton.
What does it affect you biorhythm-wise or human body-wise when you have to play three games in a row? On the road, travel like that?
You know, I think the second one, I feel like it bothered you more. The third one, you kind of used to it because you've been on the road twice. And, you know, you get used to it. You know, third road trip, the only thing is, you know, we left twice on Fridays and one was on a Saturday. So it's not too bad. It's not too bad.
What has made this streak of yours, 100-yard games, what's made it kind of click with the offense, and has it been any easier to get to that century mark than years past?
Can you ask that question again?
has this year been any easier? You're stringing together these 100-yard games. Has it been any easier for you in seasons past?
I think it's about the same. It's a little different, of course. You know, we got new players, so you know, some of my 100-yard games, I don't have the best game. You know, you see Emmanuel with 125, and I might have 104. But, you know, my main thing is, you know, every time I get the ball, you know, I try to score or at least get a first down. So by the end of the game, you know, the numbers are what they say. And, you know, every time I hear people talk about it, I try not to think about it. But I'm going to try to go out every week and do the same thing.
You're compared to Calvin, or he's brought up a lot because y'all both Georgia Tech guys and good friends. And you're a couple games away from tying, you know, the NFL mark for consecutive 100-yard games. So is that something, I don't know if you necessarily set as a goal, but you at least have your eye on?
Yeah, I do. You know, I do. And if I think, you know, only one reason that is because, you know, as a receiver, you want to be the best. And I figure if I get closer that I can be talked about, considered to be the best, because Calvin, you know, he's the best receiver in the game. And if I break his record, maybe I can get talked about being one of the best. But, you know, I never talk about it with, you know, any players or coaches because, you know, our main focus is just winning.
DT, in the Raiders game, it seems like the guy's trying to tap you up. I mean, it looks like they're going at your knees. Is that just part of the fact that you're a big, strong guy and they can't catch up top? And is that frustrating when it feels like guys are kind of going for the knees?
It's kind of frustrating, you know, especially when you're trying to, you know, I think it's frustrating. You know, I had a couple games where I got stopped at two because people were going at my knees, and you know, I don't want to try to run them over or try to, you know, jump over them and lose the ball. So, you know, I go down softer than I usually do. So, you know, I just try to protect myself more. But, you know, it really is frustrating because, say you got 3rd and 6 and you're 2 yards short, you know, you could have, you know, gave your body up for it. So, it's frustrating, but I try to look over it.
Would you rather be hit up high? Or I remember Eric Decker actually said that a couple of years ago. He said he'd rather be hit in the head than hit in the knees.
I ain't going to say head, but I'd rather get hit up high because the knees. I'd probably rather get up the head because if you blow a knee, you out for the rest of the season. Get a concussion, you might miss 1 week unless you get a couple concussions. But, you know, I'd rather be hit up high.
Mm-hmm. Have you had those conversations with Wes? I mean, he might tell you.
You know, Wes is a little different. He's small, about your size. So it's kind of tough for Wes.
Do